Hare Krishna. This morning I'm just going to relate a story that is included in Radhanath Swami's lecture this morning, which is also available on the podcast. And it's a story that I've also often repeated, one of my favorites, so I'll repeat it again. And this is when Lord Ramachandra sent Hanuman to Lanka to locate Sita Devi and to give message to her. And Hanuman did that, although it wasn't easy because Lanka was quite big. Still, he found her in the Ashok Van, Ashok Garden, and he gave her Ram's ring, gave his message to her. And before going back, he thought that he would test Ravan's might, and at the same time give a message of surrender to Ravan. So he killed quite a few of Ravan's soldiers, one of his sons, and ultimately allowed himself to be caught and brought before Ravana. And he told Ravana that you don't know who you're up against. If you're fighting Lord Ramachandra, better that you just surrender to the Lord and give back Sita Devi and everything will be forgiven. Ravana didn't like that advice, and so he wanted Hanuman killed. But then Vibhishan, Ravana's younger brother, intervened, and he said, well, this is contrary to the codes of Kshatriya conduct. You can't kill a messenger. You can torture him or maim him or punish him in some way, but you can't kill him, which must have made messengers quite brave people at the time, since there was no guarantee that they were going to come back in the same shape as when they went. Anyhow, so Ravan accepted that advice and put fire to Hanuman's tail. Now this is one point to note, that Hanuman went there to do some one service, and in the course of performing service to Lord Ramachandra, he's in a very difficult situation. Well, how would you like your tail to be on fire? Of course, I don't imagine there's so many monkeys listening to the podcast, but it's certainly a painful situation. But Hanuman didn't see it like that. He saw, well, here's an opportunity, here's some apparent reverse, but let me use this as an opportunity to do some service. Now that's an interesting way of approaching Krishna consciousness, is that whatever situation we're put in, and as the story unfolds, then I'll clarify that it's Krishna who's putting us in a situation. We take advantage of that situation and see, well, here's an opportunity. In other words, every problem, every setback, every difficulty is an opportunity. An opportunity for what? Well, you have to be a little intelligent for that. And sometimes that's not easy. But the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tan, just like Krishna gives us the opportunity, Krishna will also give us the intelligence how to recognize, oh, here's a real opportunity for some seva. So Hanuman then started to burn down all of Lanka. And he succeeded for the most part. After that, he returned back to Lord Ramachandra. So when Ravana saw the situation, he called for his advisors, sons, and relatives, and said, all right, what should we do? And at that time, Bibhishan again spoke up, and he said, just see what one monkey did, and Ram has so many other monkeys, what to speak of he himself. So better that you give back Sita and surrender. Ravana was extremely incensed at this kind of advice, and he banished Bibhishan. He would have killed him otherwise, but because he was a family member, so he just banished him. And so Bibhishan came across the ocean, some of his associates, and came to where Ram and the monkeys were still on the mainland. And he came to Lord Ramachandra. Actually, first he came to Sugriva, and he told Sugriva, I'd like to talk to the Lord. What do you want to talk to him about? Well, I'd like to surrender to him. And so Bibhishan passed on the message, and then Lord Ramachandra asked for the advice of all those who were present. And Sugriva and other monkeys said, no, you can't trust him. He may be a spy. He may, he's a deep rakshasa after all, so who knows what he'll do. And even if he's sincere now, but when it comes to fighting against his own brother and associates, family feelings run very deep. Who knows? He may not be able to do it, and the result will be is that he'll turn against us. But then Lord Ramachandra asked Hanuman, well, what's your appraisal of him? After all, you saw him over there. So Hanuman said, yes, he was the only one who stood up for me when Ravana captured me. And from the way he spoke, from the way he conducted himself, I think that he's sincere. And therefore my suggestion is that we accept him. And then Lord Ramchandra spoke this verse, Sakri Deva Papano Yastava Smati Tayachate Sarvatam Babaya. And meaning that if someone just once says to me from this day on, with a pure heart and in all sincerity, from this day on, I'm yours, says I make that person fearless and I give him all shelter and protection. So Lord Ramachandra then accepted Bibhishan, and he did give him shelter and protection. And as the battle went, then Bibhishan never failed in his devotion and determination to serve Lord Ramachandra, even though it meant fighting against his family members, much the same way that Arjun had to end up doing the same thing. So two lessons to be learned from this wonderful story. One is that there's no such thing as a bad situation for a devotee. Why? Because everything is Krishna's arrangement. Therefore, everything is but an opportunity for service. We just have to see how is it that reverses become turned into opportunities. We just have to recognize the opportunity. And as I mentioned, dadami buddhi yogam tvam, it requires intelligence to recognize it. And the other is that if we surrender to Krishna, if we surrender to Lord Ramachandra sincerely with a pure heart, that our whole lives become directly governed and guided by the Lord. And one can rest assured, therefore, one becomes fearless because Krishna is devotee's well-wisher, and therefore everything that happens is simply a blessing. It may be a soft blessing, it may be a hard blessing, but everything is Krishna's blessing. Hare Krishna.